usually make an announcement that I'm going to be giving away real $100 bills, but I'm glad I didn't because there's a lot of children right here, and I only have 2,200 in my pocket. And so I'm glad that I have enough for each one of you. If I'd have made that announcement, everyone would have came up, huh? But I want you to listen very carefully because you have to answer questions to get the 100 real notes, okay? I was a young man like some of these young men right here. And I had a good friend across the street. His name was David Hartley. And David, if you're listening right now, I'm sorry, but I got to tell on you. He stole what they called Copenhagen from his grandfather. Copenhagen is chewing tobacco. I mean, you know what tobacco is. Oh, yeah, most of you know. How many of your parents told you it's not good stuff? Okay. My mom told me the same thing. In fact, I was raised a Seventh-day Adventist, and I knew that chewing tobacco wasn't to go in your mouth. But my friend David convinced me that it tasted good. And he did it once in a while. And he said, you want to just try a little bit? And I thought, well, I don't want him to think I'm a sissy. I think it's okay to be a sissy sometimes. He took me up in a cherry tree where we could hide. It was summertime, and the cherry tree had full blossoms and leaves all over it. And we climbed up inside, and no one could see us in the cherry tree. No one except who? No one except God. That's right. There's no way to hide from God. So I put a little bit of this chewing tobacco in my mouth, and it was what they call rough cut, so it was like the whole tobacco leaf, and you kind of had to chew on it and get it into your mouth, and then I put it right here in my gum. And you know, it didn't taste that bad, but we were up in the cherry tree, and pretty soon the cherry tree started spinning all by itself. Round and round. And I thought, that's strange. I'm just sitting here. But it was really, I was getting dizzy. The chewing tobacco was making me dizzy. And I didn't know you had to spit it out. I was swallowing it. Pretty soon, the tree spun so fast, I just fell out. Oh, boom. And I lived about a block and a half away from my friend David's house, and I couldn't get up. I got that chewing tobacco out of my mouth as quickly as I could, and I crawled home, and I went down to my room and got in bed, and I felt terrible, just terrible. And I remember thinking, I don't know what he thinks that's so good about. And then my stomach started turning. And of course, have any of you thrown up before? I started going this way, and then I started being sick the other way. I will tell you, I never touched chewing tobacco again. I wish I could have just said, Mom and Dad, tell me all the pitfalls in life and help me to stay out of them. Unfortunately, I didn't listen to my parents a lot of times. Most of your parents wouldn't have let you hang out with me when I was a young man. Probably. I was just rotten. I was where R-O-T and T-O-N come together, rotten. And I just want you to know that God can use you no matter what your life has been like. He can take us and remake us. Okay, so now I got to give away some hundreds, I promised. So I'm going to ask you stories about my childhood. For the first 100, who was my friend? What was his name? Right here. David, that's right. Here's 100. It's a real note. That's what they call the money in Cambodia, real. It's a real. Okay, who's got the next one? For his last name, for another 100. I'll just pull these out now. You remember his last name? David. Does anyone remember? Anyone in the audience for 100? No? Hartley, right there. Right there for 100. Yeah. Don't spend it all in one place. It's worth about 4 cents. Okay, what was I chewing?
Tobacco.
Right here, tobacco. I heard that come out. But let's put our hands up. Okay, was I influenced by someone else?
Yes.
Okay. Did I listen to my parents?
No.
Who said the no? Right here? Okay. 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 Did I walk home?
Yes. Yes.
No, you crawled home. That's right. I crawled home. Okay, I want 3 hands up if you know if I threw up or not. Okay. This one? Did I throw up?
Yes.
That's right. Okay. You haven't got one yet, though. You got this serious look on your face like you're going to get one. Don't worry about it. Everyone gets one, okay? Question that you can remember. Did I fall? Okay. And sister had that answer, too. And you didn't have one? Okay, I saw you answer the questions. And over here, who doesn't have one yet? Because we're going to expedite this. Okay, good. And who else? Did you have one? Did I give you one? Okay. And this crawling baby over here, did you get one? Give one to mom. I got enough for lunch here still, so I'm okay. Okay. If you're a young person who didn't come up and you bump me later on, I've got a few hundred here that I can still give away. I want you young people to just bow your heads with me. I'm going to kneel right here. And let's ask Jesus to help us to remember to listen to our parents. And I want you to keep this 100-reel note. And I want you to go to Cambodia someday with that 100-reel note. And I want you to buy something called a Jake Ansam. This is a little banana roasted in rice. And you can pay for it right now in Cambodia with 100-reel. Okay? And it's delicious. It's just delicious. It has coconut and sticky rice wrapped around a banana that we don't have here. It's a big fat one. Oh, who didn't get one? She didn't. Okay, sorry. There you go. Okay, thank you for that, helping me out. Okay, let's kneel and pray right here. Father in heaven, there are some things that you want us to avoid in this life, and I pray, God, that we can avoid them with the help of our parents, our pastors, our teachers, and other people who care about us. Lord, I ask that we would only listen to your voice as we make decisions on what should go into our mouths or what should come out of our mouths. And Lord, I pray that each one of these young people would consider mission service as they grow up. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.